We are on, we're starting Siman Tuf Ayin, page the bottom, page 155. We're on to page 156 today. We are discussing the important topic of Tanis Bechoros. Okay, obviously the minhag that we all have heard about, that a Bechor fasts on Erev Pesach, on Yudal, which is a very interesting thing because, and generally you hold that it's usher to fast during Nisan. And therefore, Mesechet Sofrim, it's quoted in Tosas Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, in Mesechus Pesachim, Perek Arbe Pesachim also, that there is a minhag though that the Bechoros all do fast on Erev Pesach. That's the only time that they're going to be a fast on Erev Pesach, is the Bechoros on Erev Pesach. So much so that some wanted a time that the Gersa, if you look at Shalmi Moed, brings down over there, the shame, one of the rebels, that they want to say the Gersa is not Ella Latsum, Ella Litanot, Ella Lihitaneg, but you doubt. And that is because, what's the purpose, what's the point, why are the Bechor fasting on Erev Pesach? So there are a couple of different reasons brought down. The first one is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sikkot and Alice, the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, that Zecher L'Nation needs only Makas Bechoros, Mishnah Berurah brings down, because the Nase happened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the Mitzrim's houses on Tezvav, on the day of Pesach, therefore to Zecher L'Nation, they can't fast on Pesach itself, therefore they fast on Yudal. Okay, but they fast on Yudal Zeich L'Nei, so it's a happy fast according to this. However, there are other reasons brought down for this fast. In the Pesach Chuvas, it brings down that the Bechoros themselves fasted in Mitzrayim on Yudal, because before the Kadosh Baruch was going to come and promise that he's going to pass over the houses of the Bechorim of Yisrael and kill the Mitzrayim, the Bechorim actually fasted on that day. So it's a Zecher to that fast in of itself. However, Shlomo Zalman has a couple of strong kashas on these reasonings of why the Bechorim fast. Number one, he's bothered by the fact that if it's true that it's Zecher L'Nes and the Bechorim actually fasted in Mitzrayim, that the fast should apply both to male Bechorim and female Bechorot. And we see over here it's going to be a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ashkenazic custom, whether female Bechorot fasts, Svardim do, Ashkenazim don't, according to Ashkenazic custom, why wouldn't the Bechorot also fast, since they were also passed over in Mitzrayim? Furthermore, we know that... So that's one. And the second kasha is that we also know in Mitzrayim is that not only if there was no Bechor in the family, then the Gadol Abayis was killed by the Mitzrayim, but not Shemashayin came by the Yisrael. We don't see that the Gadol Abayis fast over here by Tanis Bechor. So therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman develops, quoted both in Shalmi Moed and in the Haggadah of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, over there it develops the following Mahalik that Rosh Shlomo Zalman says the reason for this fast. We all know that in Mitzrayim, when Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over the house of the Mitzrayim, the Bechorim were miskadish at that point, and really, the kahuna was supposed to go to the firstborn. So much so, that the first time we see that before Chet Egel happened, they were actually the ones doing the avodah in the Midbar, because the Bechorim were miskadish, and that's why we have different mitzvahs for Bechorim than other people. However, at Chet Egel, when the Levim went around killing Klai Yisrael at Moshe Rabbeinu's request, the ones that did Chet Ha'egel, that we know through that Mesiras Nefesh, the Bechor was transferred, the Kedusha was transferred from the Bechorim to Shevet Levi, and therefore that's why the Kohanim and the Levim became the ones who did the Avoda, and it was transferred at that point. Okay, what does it have to do with all this? He says that on Yud Dalit, he says, Tezvav is really the day that the Bechorim they passed over Mitzrayim. What happens on Yudal? What's significant on Yudal? Yudal is the time that more korbanos are going to be offered than the whole rest of the year. Okay, they talk about the floors of the Beis Hamikdash being filled with blood until the Kohanim were mamash knee deep in blood during this time, because there's so many korbanos from the Korban Pesach of all Klal Yisrael that was being offered. Therefore, the Bechorim are dafkin and availus this day, because it reminds me, goof for the time when they were passed over and they were chosen to be the ones who should be serving the Beis Hamikdash, is goof of the time where they're sitting outside the Beis Hamikdash watching the Kohanim Levim serve in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore the tsar that they feel for the time of Yudal and Nisan, when everyone's offering up karbonos, that's why they fast. That's where Shlomo Zalman's taina, and what he wants to claim is the real reason why the takana of Tanis Bechoros, according to this, it's not a happy day. It's not a happy day in Zecher L'Nes. It's really something that the Bechorim should feel sad about, why they are fasting during this time. Very interesting. Morena Rabin Rav Nevitz, although, is his bothered by the following kasha on his Rebbe Rosh Zalman. Rav Nevitzel asks, if this is the case, then it should be that Kohanim and Levi and Bechorim should not fast, because they are not feeling tsar during this time. Okay, so therefore, why would the Kohanim or Bechorim, they should not have to fast? Okay, so at the end of the day, their kasha is on all the different terutzim. There are three different reasons why, brought down in the poskim, why we fast. At the end of the day, it is a minag to fast during this time. Simon Tov Ayin, let's see it inside right now. HaBechorot mitanim v'era Pesach, the Bechorim, they fast on era Pesach. Bein Bechor me'av, Bein Bechor me'am, whether it's a firstborn child born from the father or from the mother, obviously from both for sure. V'yesh misha omer, shafilu nekeva Bechor misana. Then the Mechaber brings down that those who say that even a nekeva Bechor, she also fasts, and that is the position of Rav Avadia Yosef. Moran and Mechaber passes like this. Rav Avadia held that the female Bechorot also fasts Tanis Bechoros. However, the Ramah ends off over here. Ve'ein ha-minag kein. The minag Ashkenaz is not like this. The Bechorot do not fast in Ashkenaz. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sifkat and Beis, look, see the whole thing over here. It goes through a lot of the different dinim over here. Sifkat and Beis says, like, Shemakas Bechoros haita bekulam, ki disa b'medrash. Bein Bechor me'av, Bein Bechor me'im. Therefore, everyone has to fast. Therefore, everyone has to fast. So mikol makom. Like we saw before, one of the Shlomo Zalman's Tainas, the minig is that the Gadol Abayis, if there's no Bechor in the family, then this household, the Gadol Abayis should be the one who should fast because he was passed over Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, that's not the minig. The Gadol Abayis does not fast. Afal pisha gam behem haita hamaka. Even if someone is just a Bechor L'Nachala, da'ayinu, if the mother had a miscarriage, who was really the firstborn, and therefore there's no opinion of Ben and things like this, nevertheless, the first child that's born after the child was Niftar, either the stillborn or she had a miscarriage, nevertheless, he is still going to fast because he is the Bechor L'Nachala. The next one born is considered the Bechor for this din. There's a child born, and let's say he dies within 30 days, in this case, the next child that would be born would not have to fast, in this case, Chas V'Shalom. Bechorim, Kohanim, v'Levim, Tzrichim, Gan Kein Lisanos. Bechorim, Kohanim, and Levim, they also ask to fast, that we said is the kash against Rosh Shlomo Zalman's opinion. Even though they're Kohanim Levim, and they're only a Bechor Me'aim, and therefore they're not a Bechor L'Nachala, and not for Pidyon HaBen, nevertheless they're still a Bechor for this, and they would have to fast. It's cut of Ma'aril, the Tanis Bechorin Tzarech Lahashlim, the Havi Tanis Tzibor. You would have to be Mashli, you go until Tzeisa Kochavim, because it's like a Tanis Tzibor over here. Menira, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, this fast is a little bit more makel than other fasting. Chash berosho. Oh, be'enav ad ein tzarech leisanos. He has a little headache, or his eyes are hurting. He does not have to fast. And the same thing by any other sicknesses, he would not have to fast. V'chein nira ot. The adam shah tanis kasha lo v'achar tanis ein yachol lechol rak dvarim kalim u'bashir mu'at ma'od. If a person fasts, it's going to be very hard to eat anything. V'karav adavar shah yidei zel lo yichol l'kayim achilas matzo maru u'shti adalat kosa ketikun. He would not be able to fulfill his mitzvah of the night. He's afraid he's not going to be able to eat matzah. He's not going to be able to drink Dalet Kosos because he's going to feel too sick. Mutash loli sanas kadesh gai mitzvah salayla kitikunam. Obviously, it's much more important to fill the mitzvahs of the night than to fulfill the fast. Umikol makom bazel bazel tov yota shiyocho rak mine targima. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, if it's the case he's afraid he can't fast, in this case, he should eat a little couple snacks during the day and not more than this. The reason for this, as the Shaar Tzion points out, if you look in the Tor Beis Yosef, in Oz Vav, he says, shiyotzi dei tanis, even if he only has mini targima, he only has a little bit of snacks during the day, it's still considered a tinus for tinus bechorim. Alpishitas Rabbeinu Yechiel, move him to Mordechai. Rabbeinu Yechiel held that the fast over here was not a real fast. It was a fast that they have to have only a little bit of food throughout the day. So at least fulfill the shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel if they can't completely fast. Okay, Abichorim Omri Anenu B'Shomayat. If they fast, they have to say Anenu B'Shomayat Tefila, and it's not brought down what exactly as far as said over here. Said it's going to be difficult for them to keep the mitzvah of the night. Still fast even if they have a little bit of food during the day. Tafka over here by Tanis Bechorim. No. Okay, they say Anenu if they fast, when they fast, which I believe was Morin Rabbeinu Nevenzel, who's a Bechor, used to fast throughout all the years until recently when he was, it's much more difficult for him to fast. Then he relies on the Siyam, like we'll soon see in a minute. If you have 10 Bechorim, they're davening together, then they'll say, Aneinu, in Shomeata, Tfilah, Kedin, Tana, Siyachin, and Mikol Makom. The Chavchila Tov, Shle, Yebechor, Shle, Yachzibur, Kishar, Asar, Bechor, Mispal, Yachad, Ki Yesh, Omrim, Shein, Nachol, Nahaskir, Tana, Svetzibur, Bechazar, Zatfilah, Kevin, Shu, Chodesh, Nisan. Nevertheless, even though there's 10 people davening the minute who are fasting, nevertheless, it's better for the one of the people who are fasting not to be Shle, Yachzibur, in order not to say Aneinu out loud in Chazar, Zashas, because at the end of the day, it's still Chodesh, Nisan, and therefore we don't have any Maskir, the fast out loud. Okay, so that's a couple of things that I brought down over here. Okay, and then the Mishnah Brook explains the machlokas between the mechaber and the Ramah in terms of the bechoros. Sifkat and Gibel explains the mechaber shafilu nekeva bechoros shemakas bechorat ayde gama lehem kedisa bemedrash. The makas bechoros was shaykh to the women also. However, the Ramah says veina minakin shatora lo nitzna kedushas bechoros nekeva lishum davar. Says we don't see any kedusha bechoros to a nekeva. Therefore, we do not. Therefore, the Ashkenazim do not fast this fast. Moving on to Sifbet. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and therefore obviously you can't fast on Shabbos, what do you do? Some say that you push the fast to Thursday the day before. Okay, you don't want to fast also on Erev Shabbos. Therefore they push it to Thursday. And some say there is no fast at all. Okay, how do we pass? And says the Ramah, Aval Yesh Lino Kesar Rishona, the meaning is it's pushed to Thursday, the Thursday becomes the fast of Tanis Bechorim. Benoagin, Kesha'ab Bechor, if the father himself is a Bechor, Ha'emi Sana Tachas Bena Bechor Kesha Dain Katan, he leaves out information over here. He says, what they understand from the Ramah over here is, if the child is a Bechor, he has to fast. But he's too young to fast, he can't make a fast. Therefore, what happens is the father is supposed to fast in the place of the son. Okay? So now the Ramah jumps in over here. What if then the father's also Bechor? If the father's also Bechor, he has to fast for himself. So how's he going to fast for his son? So the father cannot fast for his son. And the son is too little to fast, then it jumps to the mother. The mother then is chayv to fast for the son. Ha'im yisanatach es b'na b'chor k'shadayin katan. V'im ein ha'ab b'chor. If the father's not a b'chor, hum yisanabad b'no ad sheyigdal. Then he fasts for a son. That's like so far as we all used to fast. I used to not fast. I used to go to the make sure to go to the Siyam. I'm in place of my son until he was old enough that he was able to go to the Siyam himself. Then he would go to the Siyam himself. So that's the din over here. It goes from the son. If he can't do it, then it goes to the father. If the father can't do it, either he can't do it or he's a bechor himself, then it goes to the mother. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel, what's the din? What would happen if he says like this? Im gam aviv v'ima bechor. What if the mother's also a bechor? Hasaba misanim bimkomon opodat atzom. Then the grandson jumps to the grandfather. The grandfather then he would have to do it, or he would have to eat potat atzom. That's what he says over here. Interesting, he's saying over here. What if the mother bechor? We just said according to Minhag Ashkenazim anyway, she's not fasting for herself. So why can't she fast for the kid? So either he's talking about with Minhag Svard, or we say since she's a bechor, anyways, she would not be able to fast for her son. Anyways, it would jump to the grandparents in this case, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel. Now, brings the Mishnah Berurah now down in Sif Katan Yud, the obviously the minhag nowadays where people do not fast anymore, probably because it was just too difficult. We said earlier on, if a person would fast all day long, it would be difficult for him to mekayim the mitzvahs of the night. We don't actually eat very quickly in the Seder, you get a pachas mikazais of karpas earlier on. You have to wait another couple of hours. It'd be probably the longest fast of the year, except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. The fast of the Seder would be very, very difficult. Therefore, came the minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yod. He says the Sifkat and Yod, and mutarna b'chorin l'chol b'sudas mitzvah, tali b'minhag b'komos. That's tali on the minhag b'komos. There's different minhag. And then about five lines down, he says, v'chei noagin kayom. Become mekomos b'naseinu lahakov lechol af besudas siyum mesachas to be mekel to eat from a siyum sudas mesachas. This also Rishon Zalman explains that the fact that they're feeling so sad because they can't keep the karbanos, so the simcha of the Torah is supposed to replace that sadness, and that's why at dafka siyum mesachat over here we rely on by tanis bechorim. Okay, over here, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel brings down a dimrasa siyum mesachat. He says, "Echad migdel gedol yador shlita." He doesn't say who it is. Nog kshayb nog bechor hakatan when his son was a katan, l'sayim maseches tamid. He used to have a minhag on every erev Yom Kippur, erev Pesach. He used to masayim maseches tamid. Ki l'dayto liman maseches tamid. Kiyotze yeshi gemara rak al chelak mibrakav. Ushar prakav lomim rak mishnayis. Afal pikein dino kaseyim maseches gemara. Somewhat of a machlokas is whether finishing maseches tamid is considered a siyum. This gedolei ador and this samarina rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl holds also that one is allowed to make a siyum on maseches tamid. The machlokas is because maseches tamid only part of the Mishnayos have Gemara in it. So part of the Mishnayos only have Mishnayos, and only the part of the Mishnayos have Gemara. Nevertheless, they all they can make a siyum on that. Okay. Then he says a couple of another very important things when it comes to making a siyum. He says, "Mesayim Masechet Tzarich LaHavin Eton Yilmad." You have to understand what you are learning. Aval. However, it's not ma'akev if you don't understand every single word in the Masechet. Look at this raya from Rav Nevenzahl. He says, "Dahamatzino, the Rashi become mekomos," because Rashi himself, in a couple places of Shas, he says, "Shekotav sheino yodei levaram." Rashi himself doesn't know how to explain the Gemara in a couple different places. L'chor Rashi made a siyum a Shas when he finished Shas. Therefore, Rav Nevenzahl learns the fact that Rashi himself didn't understand every single word of the Masechet. Someone could still make a siyum if he didn't understand every single word. Don't be too make on yourself. This doesn't mean, well, maybe they make a siyum Rashi. Okay, who knows? But at the end of the day, he says, "Eshel itzarit l'siyum Masechet Avu b'shein mevina t'limud." If you are minded mitzarif, you're a bechor, you want to go to siyum, even if you don't understand what the person is explaining, you could still mitzarif to the siyum. Mishum desameach b'simchatam, because you're still happy with the simcha. So that is what Rav Nevenzahl adds in over here. A couple of very important dinim when it comes to a siyum Masechet. A couple things are from Rishon Zalman and Shalmi Moed is the following. Number one, what if someone can't make it to a siyum? Or let's say in the middle of nowhere, there's no siyum, exactly, can't make a siyum itself. Can you mitzarf to a siyum al yidei telephone? Says Rishon Zalman, b'shas techak, you can mitzarf to a siyum, mesechet, al yidei the telephone. And this is bothering me for a while because we know that Rishon Zalman's position generally is you can't be mitzarf to mitzvos. You can't be yotzei mitzvos through a telephone, through a microphone, anything like this. So this bothered me for a little while. I asked Moreno Rabbeinu Nevenzahl, it's a very pashut chiluk. Because over here, you're becoming mitzarif to a siyum masechet, which is Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not being yotzei Talmud Torah. You're yotzei Talmud Torah if you listen to a shir over the phone or over a haklatai, you're yotzei Talmud Torah. Therefore, you could be yotzei Talmud Torah, you could be yotzei mitzarif to the siyum, ayidei telephone b'shas techak. That's what Rishon Zalman held in this case, which is probably very lemaisa for some people who are traveling during times b'chodes, they're not be able to maybe be at a siyum masechet, they can be mitzarif through the telephone. And furthermore, some people say, oh, you have to eat a kazayis, you have to wash. Here it says Rishon Zalman that one could be yotzei, you could have a little bit of a snack, you could have a tamar, you could have a little bamba, whatever it might be, a sukariya, also from the siyum, that is fine. And that is how they're knowing in Ramban after the siyum, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl after the 7 o'clock meeting in Ramban. They give out a couple tomorrow, and they don't have a big feast over there, and you can take a little bit of food, the Bechor can take a little bit of food, then he can go home and go have his complete breakfast without having any problems over there. Let's just finish off the simon. An istinis fast on Erev Pesach in order that he eats matzah b'teyavon. Istinis is talking about over here. Some, if he would eat on Erev Pesach, that would cause him not to be able to eat the matzah and dalkosas and things like this. If he's such an istinis that's going to be gorimit, this is based on Rav Sheshis in the Gemara that you've all seen in Arif Pesachim. He says over there that he was an istinis and therefore he did not eat on Erev Pesach. So if someone would fall into this category, he should not eat on Erev Pesach. Adkan for today.